Yeah.
Great, two beers. She started pulling them from the cask. It's my last night here before I sail up river. Do you know where I can maybe get a bit of sport? Don't want to waste it. In the back. She didn't look up. Gee, thanks. Have one yourself. A bright line, thanks. She put his half-liter tankards down in the puddles on the bar. 6 fuser dollars. Which Quinn reckoned was 3 times what the drinks should cost, unless a bright lime was more expensive than Norfolk tears. Yes, the locals knew how to treat transient colonists. He activated the credit disc, shunting the money to her bar account block. The vicious black cat-like animals were called Sace, the local dog analog, with a degree more intelligence than Earth's canines. Quinn and Jackson saw them as soon as they pushed aside the rug hanging across the doorway and elbowed their win into Donovan's rear room. It was a baiting arena, 3 tiers of benches ringing a single pit, dug into the floor and lined with cut stone, 5 meters in diameter, 3 deep. Bright spotlights were strung up on the rafters, casting a white glare on the proceedings. Every centimeter of bench space was taken. Men and women with flushed red faces, cheering and shouting, soaked in sweat. It was hot in the room, hotter than the spaceport clearing at midday. Big cages were lined up along the back wall, Sace prowling about inside, highly agitated, some of them butting the bars of that ubiquitous black wood, emitting their anguished whine. Quinn felt a grin rising. Now this was more like it. They found a bench and squirmed on. Quinn asked the man he was next to who was taking the money. It turned out the bookie was called Baxter, a thin Oriental with a nasty scar leading from the corner of his left eye down below his grubby red T-shirt neck. "Pay out only in Lalonde francs," he said gruffly. A man mountain with a black beard stood at Baxter's side and gave Quinn a cannibal look. "Fine by me," Quinn said amiably. He put 100 fuser dollars on the favorite. The fights were impressive, fast, violent, gory, and short. The owners would stand on opposite sides of the pit, holding back their animals, shouting orders into the flat, triangular ears. When the Sace had reached a fever pitch of anger, they were shoved into the pit. Streamlined black bodies clashed in a snarl of 6 clawed paws and snapping jaws, muscle bands like steel pistons bunching and stretching the shiny skin. Losing a leg didn't even slow them down. Quinn saw them tear off legs, jaws, rip out eyes, rake underbellies. The pit floor became slippery with blood, fluid and sausage string entrails. A crashed skull usually ended it, the losing Sace being repeatedly smashed against the stone wall until bone splintered and the brain was torn. Their blood was surprisingly red. Quinn lost money on the first 3 fights, then picked up a wad of 600 francs on the 4th, equivalent to 150 fuser dollars. He handed a third of the plastic notes to Jackson and put another 200 fuser dollars on the next fight. After 7 fights, he was 800 fuser dollars down, with 2,500 Lalonde francs in his pocket. "I know her," Jackson said, as the next 2 Sace were being goaded on the side of the pit by their owners. One of them was an old bull, his skin a cross-web of scars. That was the one Quinn had put his money on. Always trust in proven survivors. "Who?"
"Girl over there. She's from Group 7."
Quinn followed his gaze. The girl was a teenager, very attractive, with longish dark hair falling down over her shoulders. She was wearing a sleeveless singlet with a scoop neck. It looked new. The fabric was shiny, definitely synthetic. Her face was burning with astonishment and excitement, the taste of forbidden fruit sweetest of all. She was sitting between 2 brothers, twins, about 30 years old, with sandy blonde hair just beginning to thin. They were dressed in shorts of checked cotton, crudely cut. Both of them had the kind of thick brown skin that came from working outdoors. "Are you sure?" With the glare of the lights it was difficult for him to tell.
"I'm sure. I couldn't forget those tits. I think she's called Mary, Mandy, something like that."
The Sace were shoved into the pit and the crowd roared. The two powerful vulpine bodies locked together, spinning madly, teeth and claws slicing through the air.